Hundreds of thousands of people will fill the streets of El Salvador's capital tomorrow. They'll be celebrating the beatification of former Archbishop Oscar Romero. It's a step towards sainthood. Romero is one of Latin America's most revered and controversial religious figures. He was a staunch defender of the poor and was murdered while saying Mass in 1980. The ceremony tomorrow ends a long-fought battle for recognition of his life and work. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Visitors stream into the sparse home now preserved as a tiny museum where former Archbishop Romero lived up until his death. He is a prophet of our time, one who denounced oppression and wrongdoing, says Sister Rosario Carvajal, who came with a group of nuns for the beatification from neighboring Costa Rica. Romero's tan 1970-era Toyota Corona still sits in the home's driveway. Vintage black and white photos line the interior walls, and in his tiny bedroom, Romero's bulky IBM Selectric rests on a desk in the corner. It's the one he used to type his Sunday homilies, broadcast live throughout the country.
Lo que recuerdo que en una homilía...
71-year-old Amadeo Rivas, who's touring the museum with family, says he remembers those sermons, especially one where Romero preached about politics, which he insisted was not inherently bad, but a necessary part of a community's life. That's not how El Salvador's military or oligarchic leaders saw it. They viewed Romero's broadcasts, which often ended with a list of atrocities perpetrated by their right-wing death squads, as subversive and agitating the growing leftist opposition. I don't think his voice, his message, would have had as much impact if it weren't for the radio, says Guillermo Cuellar, who had a daily music program on the Catholic Church's station, YSAX.
Una nota simpática también de nuestra vida diocesana.
Heard throughout the country on AM stations, Romero's homilies broadcast live from the packed San Salvador Cathedral were widely popular. Like this one, where he introduced Cuellar's music, filled with protest message, which the Archbishop referred to as a helping hand to the oppressed.
Por eso ahora vos sos, Señor, el primero en levantar el brazo contra la opresión.
It was most likely his last Sunday homily that really enraged El Salvador's increasingly brutal regime. In it, he pleads with the U.S.-backed military to disobey orders from their superiors.
Les ordeno, en nombre de Dios, cese la represión.
In the name of God, says Romero, I order you to stop the repression. The next day, March 24, 1980, while saying Mass at a hospital church, Romero was shot through the heart by an assassin. His murder is widely thought to have sparked the start of the civil war that claimed more than 75,000 lives and lasted until 1992. While peace was declared more than two decades ago, El Salvador today is engulfed in a new war, fed by feuding gangs and drug traffickers, says Father Walter Guerra. As many as 30 homicides a day, one of the highest murder rates in the world, are now registered in the country.
Y ahora estamos igual o peor.
We are the same or worse than we were back during the war, says Guerra, who preached alongside Romero in the last years of his life. He is most upset with the current government run by former leftist fighters. President Salvador Sánchez Serrán was a Marxist guerrilla commander.
¿Dónde está la justicia social por la cual cuánto murieron en la guerra?
Guerra says, where is the social justice that thousands, including Archbishop Oscar Romero, died for? Carrie Kahn, NPR News, San Salvador.